Appreciate me.
Thank you for calling customer support. Pardon me, this is Rachel. How can I help you?
I ordered something on the 4th and then realized it was not for, it was out of my state, and asked for a refund right away. And I've been just getting something from Sullivan that just keeps saying, I've escalated, and they haven't done anything. And now it's been, what, it's the 8th, so 4 days later, I still don't have a response, and you took $69 of my money, and I want it refunded today.
So that I can better assist, if I could please have your zip code and please have your first
name. Jamie
Throckmorton,
93004.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, let's see. For security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
241 Gorion Avenue, Ventura, California.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your email address.
Throckmortonjamie@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that. And if you'd also verify your phone number, please.
805-665-7266.
Okay, thank you. And is the phone number that you've called us in on a good number to reach you on in case we get disconnected?
Mm-hmm. It's the cell phone that I just gave you.
We just have to follow with protocol.
That's all right.
But I have gotten an account located for you that shows your first and last name, shows your address, and your email field.
Mm-hmm.
And it is showing that on the 3rd of April, you completed an online training course there. Shows the digital package that you paid or purchased for $69. And you said that you called in and you were...
Yes. No, I emailed them right away because it's for New Hampshire. It's not. I live in California. It's not good for me. It's for New Hampshire. So it's irrelevant to me. And as soon as I noticed that, when they said to get the certificate, apply for the application, it was on there. I said, no. And they had already taken the money. So I emailed them right away, and this is 5 days later. I still don't have my money. And I still keep getting the same email response. I've elevated. We've taken your information, but nobody's doing anything about it.
It's showing April 3rd that you did. Or
yes, and today's the 8th. That's 5 days I've been dealing with this, and nobody has resolved it.
Yes, ma'am. It shows a response to an email for where you did.
I don't care what I did. You already have the information. I want the refund.
On the recorded
line,
yes, ma'am. I understand you may be upset. I just have to review the email. I've not spoken with you
before. Okay, you go ahead and review it.
Okay. If you allow me just a moment, you did say to email that it was fraud. They said directed
yes.
to call in so that you could get further assistance.
No, they asked me for further comments, and I gave them further comments.
Okay, allow me just a moment, ma'am. With this particular training course, it does apply to all 50 states in the U.S. There is reciprocity.
I cannot use it in California. I want my money back. You understand? I did not complete your application.
Yes, ma'am. I suppose that's probably the case. Do you mind holding, please, while I try to look up some additional information to provide you with assistance?
Fine.
Okay. All right, I do apologize for that wait. We do have a certain protocol that we do go through. So if you state that your state is not listed or it does not accept it, we do also
right.
verify that. The state acceptance list is updated quite frequently. It shows the last or most recent update was March 29. The state of California is not listed. However, for customers that do have family or travel a bit
I don't.
That are in other states.
I don't.
That's fine, ma'am. Just following the protocol. I
understand. Yeah, I keep hearing you say that.
The line is recorded, but just in following with protocol. With it, we can't change your status where you have shown competency with handling a concealed weapon. In those cases, we do offer a partial refund of $30.
I want my full refund and give me a supervisor that I can talk to, because apparently you don't know what to do. So get me a supervisor.
It's not necessary, ma'am. It'll be the same protocol.
I want my refund. I don't care. I want your boss.
Do you mind holding the recorded line, please? While I endeavor to do my best to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, we'll get you the full refund of $69, and also the certificate that was awarded is voided.
I didn't complete the application, so it shouldn't
have
a
certificate.
Doesn't matter.
The certificate is sent to your email for you to download along with the application. I just have to inform you of that as per protocol. Do you mind holding?
Nope.
Okay, please allow 3 to 5 business days. You'll see the $69 reflected back to your account. That refund confirmation is the letter R.
You can email that to me.
I still have to read the confirmation, and I can also put in a request for it to be emailed. It is the letter R, 141-7786. And let me just review the email that you provided on the website. It is showing here as throckmortonjamie@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yep. Correct.
Okay, I will forward a request to make sure that confirmation regarding the refund is sent to your email address. Please allow 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.